You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to talk our beloved canine companions in guide dog blogs and time for some food. Yes, we are talking restaurants once again, and joining me to chat about it is Janice Mitchell. Janice, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So when it comes to restaurants, I mean, Caesar the guide dog has been to plenty of different restaurants, and obviously doesn't get to sample much of the food, but, you know, he gets to enjoy the environment and such. How is Megan with restaurants?
Megan is excellent with restaurants. She comes in, just tucks in under the table, and you don't see or hear of her, and I love it. I feel that it's been a successful trip if when I get up and leave, somebody goes, I didn't know there was a dog here, because that's the way that it should be for us. She's quite content, doesn't care if any food gets dropped on the floor, just totally ignores it and lies at my feet patiently waiting to leave.
Yeah, I find my guide dog's the same. Luckily, he doesn't want to steal food off plates in restaurants or anything like that, which is quite interesting. How have restaurant staff been? Have you had any issues with Megan going into restaurants, or are most restaurants pretty good with you and Megan?
Most restaurants have been excellent. In fact, I've only had one restaurant. It was a Pizza Hut that came to the door when I was coming in with the family and said, you can go upstairs where there's baby seats, because we had the toddler with us, but you can't come in with the dog. And I just pointed out that she had her harness on and that she was a guide dog and legally entitled. And the manager actually came over at that point and said, yes, the dog's allowed anywhere, but the children can only go upstairs, which was quite good. And that's the only time I've ever had a problem. Every other restaurant, there's been no question about it. She's just come in. Most will then come over and ask if I need water or anything for her.
Yeah, that's why I tend to get as well water offered. Refusals, I've not had many, I think only one, but in majority, you kind of get let in and without any particular issues, or the managers come up and kind of clarify a situation that, yeah, your dog is allowed. Are there any tips and tricks that you do at restaurants with Megan, or any tip you would recommend to people for restaurants and taking your guide dog to a restaurant?
For me personally, because she settles well and I want her to stay settled, I try and get a table that's away from the main entrance where a lot of people are going to be passing, and also away from the kitchen door where the servers are coming in and out. It also protects her if somebody came out carrying a hot meal and bumped into someone, she's not going to get hurt because we're away from the kitchen area. And I tuck her under the table again, that accidents do happen, but if anybody spilled anything when they're serving it to me, it's not going to come down and land on Megan.
When it comes to amusing encounters in restaurants, I mean, you always kind of get the usual, you know, the staff wanting to say hello to the dog, or, you know, that sort of thing. Have you had any amusing encounters in restaurants with Megan?
I think the funniest one that I've had, I mean, mostly staff will come over and ask if they can pet her and give her water, and then I have to refuse a sausage for the dog. Up in Scotland, they always want to give a sausage for the dog. But the funniest one I had was in a little family restaurant, and I couldn't read the selection of sandwiches on the menu. So I asked the lady, could you tell me what the sandwiches are, and handed her back the menu. And she said, certainly, and bent down and opened up the menu for Megan to read. And I'm not quite sure how I kept my face straight, but I equally thought, her guide dogs must be exceptionally clever, because not only is Megan going to actually read the menu, she is then obviously going to turn and tell me what's on the menu. So, you know, that was quite hysterical. So I just said to the lady, do you have ham? And she said, yes. And I took that because I didn't want to embarrass her. I think she did it without thinking of the logic. You know, I hope she did it that way anyway and didn't really expect Megan to read it.
Did Megan put her nose to the menu kind of as if she was about to kind of have a scan of it herself?
She looked at it, but I'm still waiting on her to tell me what was on it. She's keeping that to herself.
Hey, one day it might happen, because I often get that where, you know, my guide dog will analyze, will sniff something if I'm holding like a piece of paper or something. He'll kind of sniff and take a look at it as if he wants to read it, but not necessarily sure whether he will. Which is quite amusing. It just they look like they're about to do it, but they don't in the end. What about shops? How's Megan? Do you take Megan to many shops?
Yes, we go to a lot of shops. Megan has got one weakness. Every dog has one weakness, and Megan's loves, absolutely loves fluffy, cuddly toys. And I watch her when we pass them, and I can see the devil in her eye going, I'd like that, but I know I'm not allowed it. But last Christmas, I was in a store and I was looking at stuff, and I heard a lady laughing, and she turned to me and said, I didn't know that the guide dog did the shopping for you. And I went, they don't. She said, well, yours has. And when I looked down, Perfect Miss Megan had picked up a lovely fluffy reindeer from the display and popped him into my shopping basket. And it'll be no surprise to know that said reindeer is now sitting in a toy basket in the house. It was the fact that she put it into the basket to make sure it came home with us.
I mean, we've had people on whose dogs basically kind of didn't even get there. They kind of picked the item up and took it to the counter. They didn't want to put it in the basket. So Megan's gone that step further and actually went, no, we're going to keep it organized. Let's put it in the
Yeah,
basket.
we'll put it in the basket. But she's very good in stores, you know. I mean, and that was just a funny incident. She's excellent in stores because a lot of the shops I go to are home bakeries, little vegetable shops where the food's all out on display, and she never goes near it. You know, even when I've stopped to pick up her favorite thing in the world, which is a raw carrot, she won't even sniff them. She just stands looking straight ahead. So that makes it easy for me because sometimes people are uneasy about when the dog comes into the food department. I've never had anybody say anything, you know, and my answer to that is when it's help yourself to carrots, a lot of people pick 12 up and only put 10 in and put the other two back, which is less hygienic than my dog standing at the side, not even looking at them. So I'm very lucky. It's a small village area that I'm in, and they all know and all love Megan. The post office has to close when we go in because the lady's got to come out after she served me to give a little pet and a cuddle to Megan. And it's lovely when it's like that because they see us as a team and there's never a problem with that. And that's the way that it's supposed to be.
Exactly. You want people to kind of, see you as that and help you out rather than kind of refuse you. Any other amusing stories? Has Megan learned to put food in the basket as well as toys?
No, she hasn't. I mean, the usual hysterical stories, excuse me, always involve people that make assumptions that our dogs are a lot smarter than they are. When I'm waiting for the bus, I always have somebody that says to me, isn't that amazing that she knows that that's your bus, that you can read the number? You know, and I hate when I have to disillusion them and say she's leading me forward because it's a bus. It's up to me to discover whether it's the one I'm waiting for or not. But it's quite cute because I think people think that they are super dogs, that I stand on the doorstep and say to her where I'm going, and she just okay and leads me off, gets me on the right bus, and no instructions from us whatsoever.
That is quite fantastic. So restaurants and shops both are very much a positive experience. I do love the story of someone offering a menu to Megan. You never know; she might get read them more one day. But thank you very much, Janice, for coming on, and as always, putting a smile on our faces here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.